For everything God has created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God in prayer. If you point these things out to brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of faith and on the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy when a body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Before Sydney and Taylor come up to preach this morning, I just want to pray for them. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for Sydney and for Taylor and for their life, and as they're going to share their story of how they've connected to you this morning. I pray for them that you would speak through them, that you would give them the words to say this morning, and that you would give each of us ears to hear from them. They are very wise and they have a lot to share. So I pray, Lord, that we would respond in how you would like for us to. In your son's name, amen.
Good morning. I had to get up at like 6:30 this morning, so. My name is Sydney Seed, and I have 6 more days left at South Lakes High School. I am excited to say that I will be attending James Madison University in the fall as a declared music education major. Today I would like to share with you a couple of scriptures and the importance of scripture to me and how it plays a role in my journey. Just a little bit about my journey. I am one of the blessed few that have known God my entire life. Just like I drank milk at supper, I went to church on Sundays. And this is something that I'm really grateful for because my parents separated when I was 2. So I grew up without siblings, without the ability to really talk to anyone, because, you know, if I talked to one parent, then I would offend the other. So I was in this really awkward, lose-lose situation, and I am just so thankful that I knew that I could go to my room and just pray to God and vent to Him and feel His comfort and His support and know someone was listening. I think that rejection is something that everyone can relate to. I think that the most common time for you to feel rejected is when you are presented with a new path. You're starting over. So whether you had to be uprooted in grade school and move to a different location, or whether you didn't really have to start over until your first day at college or your first day at work, this is something that we can all relate to. We all know what it's like to be that new person. And we all know and can remember that one person that came to us and pulled us in and made us feel welcome. For me, I went through a custodial transition in 8th grade. I moved actually over winter break. So before Christmas, I was in a community of less than 10,000 people. And after Christmas, I was in Fairfax County, which is 1.3 million, maybe. I have to say that I am so amazed at the welcome that I received at Rachel Carson. I think for a week and a half, people would come up to me and they would say, "Are you the new girl? Are you from Australia?" No, my name is Sydney, but I am not from Australia. But it was such a blessing, and the memories that were created and the friendships that were made. Timothy says, nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. And I urge you to not be too comfortable in your everyday life and too afraid to reach out to that new person for fear that they will disrupt your routine. Because if you do that, you could be missing out on a wonderful friendship with that person. Unfortunately, every high school has their select group of kids that don't seem to really belong to a club or a sport, and they kind of get lost in the sea of teenagers. And it's really easy as a high school student to just ignore them and, you know, out of fear of ruining your reputation. It's easy to get lost in the high school hierarchy, social class. But what I've learned is that if it's in God's will for you to do something and you feel this tug in your heart, He will support you. He will not leave you hanging, and He wants you to reach out to those people and make them feel welcomed, because nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. So I urge you to always represent God through all of your daily actions, because for some people, you are the only Bible that they will ever read. I really like this passage from James chapter 2, verse 19. It says, "Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith but what I do." So basically, this is saying that there is a separation and a distinction between being a Christian, like labeling yourself as a Christian, and then actually acting like a Christian. And when one of the mission trips that I went on, the speaker related this to Jesus' parable with fruit and service. So basically, fruit on the vine grows and multiplies. So if you do one good thing and someone sees that, then they will be urged to do a good deed, and it just sets off this wonderful chain reaction. And so, I mean, it's interesting, because I remember the speaker saying, "So, does your fruit stink?" And I mean, that's just something that has stuck with me. A huge part of how I choose to show my faith by what I do is through community service. I love serving and having an impact on people's lives. That's a huge part of why I want to be a music teacher. I actually want to teach elementary school so I can introduce music into their lives. Because just like God has been my foundation, music has been my outlet of expression that I want to share with children. I've gone on a summer mission trip for the past 4 summers, so the entire time that I've been in high school. And that week is just something that I look forward to all year long, because you meet all of these wonderful people and make all of these new friends and hear these tremendous testimonies, and you hear all of these things and learn so much. And you also have the opportunity to really change someone's life. The things that we do can sometimes feel small. Like one summer, I just built a wheelchair ramp for someone. But then I actually talked to the homeowner, and I heard her story about how she had not left her house in 3 years because she was not able to do so. And when that wheelchair ramp was completed, and she rolled down it for the first time and felt the sun shine on her skin for the first time in 3 years, that is a moment that I will hold with me forever. But you don't need to go to Africa or even another county in Virginia to make a difference. Fairfax County needs you. There are plenty of opportunities here, and Floris does a lot to help the people in need. One of the projects that really sticks out to me, I think that this is something that a couple does, that they help finance, but basically there are children that don't have any food at home. So they eat lunch on Fridays at school, and then they don't have another meal until Monday at breakfast. And so what this couple decided to do was get a gallon bag together filled with macaroni and cheese and applesauce and just little meals and snacks to have over the weekend. And I think that the youth group packaged over 130 maybe in less than 25 minutes. And then if you stop and think about the impact that just one of those bags has on a child, I just think that that's really amazing. So never underestimate the impact that you can have. Timothy 4, verse 12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you." It's really easy as a child to feel that you are too small to make a difference, that you can't possibly make an impact. But just remember the story of David and Goliath, and remember that if God is on your side, you can do anything. It can be really intimidating to reach out to people at school, your coworkers, and try to tell them about your faith. But what I have found through my experiences is that if you just live the Christian lifestyle, people come to you. They see this light that you just seeps through your pores, and they want that. They come up to you and they say, "How are you happy all the time?" And that is a great opportunity to just share the impact that God can have on your life. Timothy says to devote yourself to the public readings of Scripture. This does not mean that your boss puts some huge proposal on your desk and says, "Okay, have this prepared in 5 hours," and you quote the Bible and say, "Jesus wept." No, this just means devoting yourself to displaying God through your actions and the gifts that He has provided you. On the most recent mission trip that I participated in, the public speaker asked us a question that really resonated with me. He said, "Are you a fan or are you a follower?" So what he meant was that a fan is someone who can quote the Bible, who knows basically all of the stories, who goes through the motions. But a follower is someone who has a relationship with God. And I've just noticed that there's this wonderful cycle that exists when you're a follower and you have this relationship, and then other people see that, like with how you live your life, and then they ask questions, and then they become followers, and then they have the relationship, and then other people see that, and it just keeps going and expanding, and that's just so wonderful to experience and witness. So are you a fan? Or are you a follower? When we think about gifts, we often think about an athletic gift or a musical ability. But not everyone can be the football captain or the principal musician. Actually, the gifts the Bible lists are more like character traits. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 list character traits such as serving, teaching, encouraging, leadership, being merciful. Just carry out, in the words of Timothy, carry out your gift and save both yourself and your hearers. God does not promise an easy journey. but he provides the best foundation for life's toughest moments. Personally, I can't imagine my life without God. He has had such a tremendous impact on who I am as a person. And I know that I am ready for college and for my adult life because God and the church has prepared me and has given me the confidence. So I urge you to always represent God through your actions and through service. And just one more thing to leave you with this morning. God doesn't need you. He desires you. He chooses you to be a part of his plan. So will you bear the light? Will you choose to be a fan or a follower? Thank you.
Good morning. So this is my second time doing this, so hopefully this time goes better than the last one. My name is Taylor Coleman. I'm 1 week away from graduating from Thomas Jefferson High School. Very excited to finally be done with high school and to kind of move on to the next part of my life. So today I'm just going to kind of briefly share sort of my personal testimony, kind of how I got to where I am today, and then kind of leave you with some final words. So growing up, I had kind of a unique experience in the church. My father, who's here today, is actually Jewish, and so he's always been very supportive of everything. I'm sure many of you even recognize him. He's here all the time for Grace Ministries and helping out for various events, driving me to church, driving friends around from church and all that. But there's always kind of something different. In our household, faith has been more of a personal journey. It's something that everyone kind of works on individually. So from an early age, I was able to kind of develop my own viewpoints and decisions based on sort of the morals that my parents gave, as well as my step-grandparents are here, Trudy and Charles, and sort of everything that I learned here in Sunday school and at church. Kind of starting around sixth grade, at the end of elementary school, I began to get more involved with the church, coming to Sunday school every week, youth group and all that. And then sort of that, kind of spending more time with my church friends outside of just church, going to movies, and Byron's parents are here, spending a lot of time with Byron, and kind of all my other friends, sort of just developing relationships with the people who shared a similar viewpoint as me. And then kind of that summer, I attended the Jeremiah Project, which is a mission trip that was in West Virginia. And so this was kind of my first real experience with God, and this is kind of where the transformation began. I felt like I was close to God, and it was a feeling that I liked. It was a feeling that I wanted to keep having. But kind of as many of you guys know, after the mission trip, you sort of get that high. And after two or so weeks, you get back into the routine, you're hanging out with your friends, you get back to school, next thing you know, that fire that you had in you, that for that week, it sort of just slowly goes away, and you're back into the routine of just coming to youth group, coming to church, and just living out your normal life for the 6 days you weren't at church. But, see, I knew this faith was something that I wanted. I could see it in my leaders, and through kind of the various camps, JP, Costa Rica, Summer's Best 2 Weeks, I was able to interact with tons of leaders and adults in the church and in the community. And I could see that they had this fire. They had this joy in them. And I knew it was something that I wanted. I was truly able to see what it meant to live your life for Christ. So these summer experiences kind of gave me a desire to serve and live my own life for Christ. But for me, I feel like I had sort of a unique experience. I never really had the issue of questioning whether or not there was a God or that sort of thing. For me, it was always something that I knew that I wanted. But it felt like something was just missing, something I just couldn't get a hold of something. And see, this had really bothered me for a while because I really wanted what my leaders had. I wanted what the adults that I knew had a good relationship with God. I wanted that joy. So just to kind of mention a few of the leaders that have impacted me, Mr. Allman, Dan, Eric, Mr. Welker, and of course Tim here, have all had an incredible impact on my life. I remember kind of just one particular example. We were at one of the high school retreats, and it was Dan Willerth. It was one of his first times. He had just moved back to the area, and so we were just sort of playing cards or something in a circle, and all of a sudden Dan started to open up to us, and we were kind of asking him questions, and we were in a whole group of people, and to see him being this honest and open with a group of people that he didn't know, we had all just met him for the first time, it was really incredible to see kind of what it meant to live your life for Christ, and to see what an impact and what a joy it had represented in his life. So, kind of after seeing this light in these leaders, I began to develop a calling to spread that light onto the world. So I began to, I did this through serving. So I started a robotics team with a bunch of middle schoolers. I started collecting bicycles, which many of you guys know, I couldn't have done that without the help of the Flores community. You guys donated, over the past 2 years, over 75 bicycles that went to elementary school and middle school students in the area. And I started a tutoring program for an underprivileged school. As Timothy says in verse 14, do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Everyone is given gifts. And I believe the gift that I have been given was for me to serve. And this is one of the reasons that I felt compelled to kind of start these initiatives and go on these mission trips. See, for me, the best part of being Christian is being able to share your gift on the world, to be able to have a positive impact on those around you and really be able to spread that joy that I spent so much time seeing in all my leaders. So next year, I'm headed off to Georgetown University, where I'll have 4 more years of school and 4 more years of new challenges. College, as many of you know, is going to be a huge change for me. There's going to be new experiences and new challenges that I'm going to face. But it's also exciting to know that I'll be able to kind of have an impact and just hopefully shed a light on some of these people who maybe have never experienced God or a relationship with God. But the one thing that I'm really going to miss the most is my Flores community here. You guys have impacted me more than you can know for the first 18 years of my life. This place has become kind of my second home. And I don't know what I would do without all the friends and mentors that I've developed here at Flores. So kind of the ending advice that I'll give you is if you're ever questioning your faith or you have struggles, look around you here at Flores. Look at the joy in all the leaders and in all your friends here at Flores and see what they have. And realize that you have this faith in God that can help you get through any of your struggles. And we as Christians are really blessed with a joy that's kind of hard to explain to others outside of the body of the community. But it's something we're able to show through our actions. And people recognize this in us and they'll ask us about it. And this is really, I think, one of the best ways to share your faith is just by having this positive outlook on life that other people can truly see. So just kind of the one thing I want to leave you with is I want to thank you all. You all have, each and every one of you have impacted me and my life here at Flores. And I'm really going to miss you all next year and for the next 4 years. So thank you.
You know, we could have spent some time preaching up here this morning telling you about the impact that you have on the lives of children and students, but we couldn't have done it nearly as well. These students have told us time and time again the impact that adults who give time week in and week out to them have done. They talked about transformation in their life, change that happened as a result of people investing in their lives. I hope this morning some of you might be sitting there going, I might feel called to do something. I might feel called to invest in their lives. If you do, you have a bulletin. Write that on your bulletin this morning on the tear-off sheet. Go over to the rock wall where they are, where they want to talk to you about that this morning. I also want to take a moment. If you have served with our children or students this year, I want to invite you to stand up for just a second. In any capacity, if you've served, go ahead and stand up with our children's ministry or our student ministry. Thank you all so much. I also want to invite any of our graduates to stand. If you're a high school graduate or a college graduate this year, if you could stand up. Here's what I can assure you of. You guys can sit down. I can assure you that we are sending off an incredible class this year. An incredible class, excited to go out into the world to share the good news of the gospel. We are excited to hear your stories. And as I've said to you time and time again, this is your church, and we can't wait to see you back. So thank you all. Thank you for those who are serving. And again, we need folks every year who will pour into the life of children and students. Please sign up this morning to do that, starting in the fall. And I think we have a final song that we're going to sing. So I'm going to invite you, as you're able, to stand, and we'll sing How Great Thou Art together.